This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting the U.S. Congress has approved the first step toward dismantling President Barack Obama's health care law. Republicans pushed a budget that prevents Democrats from using a Senate filibuster to derail a bill annulling and replacing the law. The House approved the budget Friday by a near-party line vote of 227 to 198. House Speaker Paul Ryan said the Affordable Care Act needs repealing because it has not lived up to its initial promises.
This experiment has failed. This law is collapsing while we speak. We have to step in before things get worse.
Republicans have to decide which part of Obamacare to keep, what a new version would look like, and how to protect 20 million Americans who got coverage under the 2010 law. The U.S. Justice Department says Chicago police officers violated the constitutional rights of residents for years, permitted racial bias against blacks, used excessive force, and killed people who did not pose threats. In a scathing report following a year-long investigation, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said Friday, problems in Chicago were due to what she called systemic deficiencies.
Our investigation found that this pattern of practice is in no small part the result of severely deficient training procedures and accountability systems.
The Justice Department began investigating Chicago's police in December of 2015 after the release of dash cam video showing a white officer shooting a black teenager 16 times. The release of the video caused widespread outrage and cost the city's police commissioner his job. This is VOA News. Japan's Takata Corporation has agreed to plead guilty to criminal wrongdoing and pay $1 billion in fines for concealing a defect in its airbags that caused the largest auto safety recall in U.S. history. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Detroit, Michigan, also revealed a grand jury indictment of three former Takata executives. Barbara McQuaid is the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan.
Takata ignored that data and submitted false reports that concealed the truth about the condition of the inflators, and that created certainly great risk to the public.
Takata inflators were found to explode under high force, spewing shrapnel into automobile passenger compartments. At least 16 people were killed, and dozens of others were injured by those airbags. U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson says every precaution is being taken to make sure next Friday's inauguration of Donald Trump as president is safe and secure. In a briefing Friday, Johnson said, though no specific threat has been received, hundreds of thousands of people are expected to attend the inaugural. Johnson said special hard perimeters that allow only official vehicles have been set up in light of truck attacks last year in Nice, France, and Berlin, Germany.
This year in particular, the hard vehicle perimeter will be heavily fortified by trucks, dumpsters, buses, and the like, given the current threat environment.
Johnson also told reporters that 99 groups have planned demonstrations for Inauguration Day, both for and against the president-elect. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's incoming national security advisor Michael Flynn reportedly had several telephone conversations with Russia's ambassador on the same day that President Barack Obama imposed new sanctions in response to Russia's attempts to influence last year's election. Trump spokesman Sean Spicer said Friday that Flynn and the ambassador communicated on December 28th and discussed setting up a call between Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin after Trump's January 20th inauguration. One day after the sanctions and the expulsion of dozens of Russian officials from the United States, Putin said he had no plans to retaliate. Trump, who has repeatedly praised Putin, applauded the Russian president's decision. A senior defense official says that Iraqi forces captured the Nineveh Province Council building from the so-called Islamic State in the battle for Mosul. Also Friday, Iraqi special forces stormed Mosul University, taking control of a neighborhood to the northeast. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.